The Political Zoo by Michael Savage. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Nelson Current. I'm Tim Lundeen. Introduction. Welcome to our real national zoo. Aristotle said, "Man is a political animal." He was right, in ways he could never have imagined. What's more, today's political man is the most bestial of the herd. Just look around. The world of politics is filled with uncivilized, snarling, rapacious beasts that, like untrained mutts, raise their legs and urinate on everything we hold dear. Where have you gone, Rin Tin Tin? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. I scarcely exaggerate. Even my humble dog, Teddy, behaves better than most political animals. Like just about all dogs, he is loyal. He protects, or at least tries to. He doesn't bite the hand that feeds him. He's a man's best friend. Politicians, by and large, are none of the above. Except for the toga and pederasty, Aristotle would have fit in perfectly in today's political arena. Well, the toga, anyhow. He thought government could function best if we all behaved as bees. His ideal society was one in which every citizen drone served the queen bee, and the queen bee ensured the survival of the hive and governed the issues of life and death with an unquestioned authority. Today's queen bee, Hillary Clinton, would love nothing more. You see, Aristotle had a...